And I have a program, but can I get your name anyway?
Eric Hogan.
Okay. And you're from Vegas, is that correct?
I'm actually from Kansas, but all my stuff is in Vegas right now, so yeah.
All right. This movie, you won Best of Fest, and you picked up a couple other awards, too?
And Best in Independent Film. So I'm still in shock right now. So I'm right, yeah.
Have you entered this in other competitions?
Nope, my very first one. This is my very first one, but I'll tell you, I'm definitely going to start entering it a lot more now with it. So I think it's definitely giving me the encouragement to do that. So,
why'd you enter this festival halfway across the country?
Believe it or not, a friend of mine posted my movie on Facebook, and Nancy Crossman, who was on the committee, saw the movie online because we're mutual friends, and she said, "You need to submit this film in our film festival." And I was like, "Okay." It's very rare for someone to come seek you out to put their, you know, your film into their festival, so that was pretty cool. So I had to. So.
And this is a film that you said was originally an hour, and you've shortened it to roughly 10 minutes. Why'd you go that direction with it?
Honestly, I just cut right to the heart of the whole thing, and that's what people want to see, not the, you know, it's also the movie was too long to be a short and too short to be a feature, and it was kind of in that danger zone. I mean, I cut out a lot of great performances in it, and there was, you know, but I just made it all about the music, and I just made the whole thing based in music, so because that's what I really had the most fun with. So stick with what you have the most fun with.
Is that the only scene that was music in the original longer version?
Yes. There was a little montage that there's another song in it, the ukulele song, which is written and performed by my friend Debbie Briggs, who's brilliant. And but that was used in a montage sequence. So, and I kind of used it in the same vein in this one too, for a montage purposes. But it was just a great song, and I had to use it. So so I appreciate her letting me do that. So.
Now, it seems like a lot of directors make a short film with the hopes of it becoming a feature. Mm-hmm. And here you had something that was closer to feature length, and you went the other way. Had you ever thought about making this a longer movie?
Never. I think I want to just keep it as is. And I think I get the point across in 10 minutes. I think the problem with them nowadays with a lot of movies is editing. It needs more editing. It needs, you know, it's... Keep it short and sweet, you know, we're kind of an ADD culture anyway, so let's keep it short.
The narrative flow, stick to what, instead of trying to force more stuff in.
Exactly. Sometimes it's just not necessary, so yeah.
but when it was an hour, did you ever consider trying to expand it?
Maybe once or twice in the beginning I thought about it, but also the time frame I had to make the movie, because I do it in Alaska and I have a very narrow time frame up there, it just didn't allow me to do that. So I was like, you know what, let's just keep it short. But I'm hoping to do a feature pretty soon, so we'll see. But right now I'm going to keep it short for right now. So.
So you're originally from Kansas, you live in Vegas now, and you did this in Alaska. How'd you end up in the great Northwest?
I'm actually an actor. I'm an actor first and foremost. It's been my employment for the last 12 years, so I've been all over the country, you know, working at different theaters, and I'm lucky enough to work in a theater in Denali National Park, Alaska, every summer. It's called Cabin Night Dinner Theater, and I love it. It's just a great place, great setting. Great people, fun job, but in the off hours I get to make my own movie, so it's pretty cool. And I have a lot of actors up there too, so yeah.
A lot of actors who didn't expect to get paid.
Exactly, and they still have it. So, but I say if I made money off this movie, I would definitely, if I could find a way to pay actors, they deserve it. So absolutely. But until I start making money, they're not making money. So.
What is next for you?
Going back to Alaska, and I'm gonna actually just got done shooting a Star Wars short film for a Star Wars film festival, or a fan film festival. It's a fan film, purely a passion project. It's kind of funny. I was in Arizona doing a theater gig in Arizona recently, and there's a guy that actually had a fully operational R2-D2 unit that worked. He built it over 2 years. So I have an R2-D2, I have a desert, and I have these actors, and I was like, I'm making a Star Wars short film. So we shot it. It's like a little 5-minute short. So I'm working on that right now, but I'm hoping to shoot another short film up in Alaska this summer. I haven't really decided on what it is going to be exactly, but I know the name of it's going to be called The Marshal. It's going to be purely a comedy, a mockumentary. So I know I want to do that. So I just haven't thought about the details of it yet. So.
And what's the inspiration? Are you a big Star Wars fan?
Oh, geek. I'm a very big geek, yes. And it's so funny, like, you know, I mean, I kind of got into this filmmaking game kind of, you know, late in life.
late in your career, maybe. It wasn't your first love. Acting was your first love.
Actually, it was my first love, and I just found out, over time, when I, being a kid, you know, I always thought of Star Wars adventures and stuff like that. And now that I'm older, I'm like, hey, I could do that stuff now because I've got a camera, I've got editing tools, I've got actors. So it's just kind of living a little childhood fantasy there. So it's something I can do now. So I'm loving it. So,
what about your award winner? What was the inspiration for that? Is there any basis in real life? Obviously, people don't go around singing, but the storyline, is there any basis in real life?
Yeah, actually, there was actually, I went through a bit of heartbreak a couple of years ago. And at first, it was one of those things where I was like, I need to write this piece to let everyone know how heartbroken I was. And then the more I wrote it, the more I kept writing it and rewriting it, I kept making it funnier and funnier and funnier. And then I was like, I'm over this. I'm not heartbroken anymore. So that it was more therapeutic than anything, and it has served its purpose. And now look what it's done for me. So I'm very, very happy for the turn of events turning out the way they did. So, yeah.
All right. Anything you want to add?
No, I'm just overwhelmed. I can't believe I have someone interviewing me. This is great. So nothing to add. I'm having a great time, and I love Macomb. It's great. I kept calling it Macomb for the first couple days, and I realized, oh, no, it's Macomb. Oh, so. But I love it here, and it's great to be back in a Midwestern town. So.
I'm sure you're not the first person to call it Macomb.
I'm sure not. Macomb, my brush. All right.
There you go.
You never hear that, I'm sure.
Exactly.
But no, it was great to be back in the Midwest, so. Absolutely.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank
Congratulations.
You, I appreciate it, man. Thank you.